come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love it.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is optimism. Each of my guests brings an optimistic, upbeat attitude and approach to his or her topic. My next guest is a divorced single mom who's been through enough family trauma, male drama, and kid adventures to fill a book, which she's written. We'll discuss America's changing perception about single motherhood and the impact single moms have on society. Carrie Zane is an Emmy Award-winning TV producer, author, radio co-host, speaker, single mom advisor, and healthy living expert. She hosts a health and fitness informational series for bikeable communities and is the co-host of It Beats the Alternative, a natural healing TV series. Carrie has a degree in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. She's a graduate of UCLA and has served as a TV and film instructor at the school's extensions program. Carrie is a single mom of two daughters and lives in Long Beach, California. Her new book is titled It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One, an empowering guide for all single moms to ultimately have their true love. Joining us from the greater Long Beach area. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Well, thank you for being our guest on the show. This is an important topic, and let me just cite some of the statistics, if I can, please. There are about 10 million single moms with children younger than the age of 18 in the United States, but they're not one big homogeneous group. In fact, they don't fit the stereotypes that we see being portrayed on TV and in the movies. They're a little bit older. The average age is about 39 years old. 80% are working moms, and they do have a lower household income than their married counterparts. Almost a third of them have the support, however, of a live-in partner. And just like this group was stereotyped, it's also incorrectly stigmatized. So in what ways have the old stigmas of being a single mom fallen away, Carrie?
You know, I think that the media continues to portray single mothers as tired and haggard and not having time and not having enough resources. And the truth is, many of us are working and supporting our children and succeeding. And we are a demographic to be reckoned with, or recognized anyway.
Certainly to be recognized, and I would agree that probably to be reckoned with as well. Well, here's something about the changing nature of the stigma. Pew Research did a study, and they found that 52% of millennials think that a good parent is one of the most important things in life, compared to just 30% who said the same thing about a successful marriage. That difference, that delta, is about 23%. That delta has grown from 7% 10 years ago to 23% now. So more and more millennials, as they're coming of age, are recognizing that being a good parent is even more important than having a good marriage. Care to comment on that?
Yeah, I think that a lot of that is due to the baby boomers and our propensity for getting divorced. And still, you single mothers like me, maintaining our traditional motherly values. And so, you know, my children, I have a 21-year-old and a 17-year-old coming up, and they, you know, they hopefully I've been a wonderful role model for them, and they see that you can be an independent, strong woman and take care of your children.
All right. Now, Carrie, you brought up traditionalism, which I found is very interesting because NBC Universal did a poll and found that single moms today believe themselves to be traditionalists, and that's the term that they used. To me, traditionalism sort of evokes this Norman Rockwell image of the nuclear family, a father, mother, children, and that seems at odds with the 10 million women's realities that are out there that are single moms. So reconcile the differences for my listeners, if you will.
You know, I think that you look, what you said is that Norman Rockwell traditional picture of a family with, you know, 2.3 kids, that kind of thing. But I think in terms of our values and our morals and our belief system, single moms maintain the importance of those structures within, you know, raising our children.
Be specific, Carrie, if you will, please. What structures are those that are most important to you as a mom, and then project that out to other single moms?
I'll tell you the most important thing for me in life, and I think this goes beyond even my children, but is integrity. And I have raised my children with integrity. I believe, you know, your word is your word. And my children are that. You know, I can count on them. They know they can count on me. I think school is really important. You know, we one of the things that I think I do and a lot of single mothers do is we sit down for dinner every night. And in spite of the fact that my daughter's 21, she's living at home with me, we still sit down, the three of us, and we'll have dinner together and we talk about what's going on in our lives. You know, so we still stay connected. And minus the guy. We stay connected.
And, well, that's very important, Kara. I didn't mean to step over you there, but I agree with you. That's very important, and that's a tradition that in many households makes the family unit a lot stronger. My guest is Kara Zane, and we're talking about her latest book, It Takes All Five. So, Kara, I want to continue on with something that you said in an earlier answer about the power that these 10 million single mom heads of household have. What are marketers and politicians missing by not recognizing this group?
You know, I think they, because they see us as not as having less than financially, we're not being served or recognized in the way that we should. We are, many of us are working moms, and we do have the financial resources to support our children and, you know, send them to school and buy them the things that they need. And so we're still making a lot of those financial decisions that, you know, should be addressed by marketers.
All right. And that is important. What about politicians? What are they missing by not recognizing this group more fully?
You know, I think they're maybe missing an opportunity for a vote. And what's interesting, and I know, you know, perhaps we were going to get into this, but, you know, we've had presidents who were raised by single mothers. And interestingly enough, Mitt Romney's new partner on the ticket was also raised by a single mom.
Well, that's true. You're referring, of course, to Presidents Clinton and Obama, who were raised by single moms. And since you brought it up, Kara, let's talk about that. Because
okay.
I think single moms can have a very profound influence on politics, and not just by raising future presidents and vice presidents. What impact do you foresee that single moms are going to have in the 2012 presidential election?
I think that if the candidates are smart, they're going to address issues that are important to single moms, and they can win them over. I mean, and the most important thing for us is having a secure future for our children, and that includes education and health care, and those things need to be talked about. And I think that the candidates should really acknowledge they're single mothers, and I don't know that they've done that yet. A lot of them have talked about their fathers, but they haven't talked about their mothers, and I believe that they could score a lot of points doing that.
That's an interesting perspective. My guest is Kara Zane. She's author of the book, It Takes All Five. So, Kara, sticking with the politics, if we can, for just a moment, what are some of the key issues facing single moms today? What would you highlight as the most important issues?
For me, I think the biggest issue is education and what's lacking in our public school systems and how challenging it is right now for our kids to get the quality of education that we received as children. And that goes for college as well. My children, as you know, are college, one of them's college bound, one of them just finished, and it's been a real challenge. And I have been the sole financial support for my children, which is also, you know, makes it even harder. I think that we need to address those issues. We need to talk about how to help single moms support their children to get the best education so that we have the best future. Our kids are our future.
Without a doubt. So where are we lacking in education or education reform from the single mom's perspective?
I don't think that we're giving enough financial support to our education system to give our kids a well-rounded education. And my daughter went to a Cal State school and had trouble finding the classes that she needed because of all the budget cuts. It's horrible what's happening to a lot of these kids. They can't even finish their education. It's taking them 5 or 6 years simply because they can't get their classes, and that's because of budget cuts.
Well, daughter number one has graduated now, you've told me, so that's important. But let me ask you, as a mom who has put out all of this money for her daughter's education, how concerned are you about the fact that now that she's graduated, there are very few jobs, even for college-educated women, in the workforce today?
I I'm so with you. It's horrible. And, you know, that's a lot of the reason why she's living at home with me. And the poor thing, the other day she came home and she was just distraught. She went for an interview and she said, I didn't get the job because I didn't have enough experience and I've been an intern for over a year. And she said, Mom, I think I'm going to be an intern for the next 3 or 4 years. And I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to be feeding you dinner for the next 3 or 4 years. It's very hard. And I'm actually suggesting to her that she go back to school and get a master's degree because I think it will give her a leg up. And also it gives her a little more time to hopefully get, you know, some experience under her belt and come out 2 years later. I'm hoping there's going to be more jobs.
Well, one can only hope. My guest is Carrie Zane, author of the book It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One. Carrie, I want to talk, shift gears if we can, and talk about something that I read in the statistics preparing for this interview, which was a little disturbing to me. 40% of all children born in the United States are born to single mothers today. And this trend of single motherhood really shows no signs of slowing or abating. What is this statistic telling us?
I think that marriage is an old school institution that no longer supports us in the way that it used to.
How so?
I think because a lot of, you talked about the millennials before and how they're not interested, they're more interested in good parenting as opposed to a good marriage. And I think that is a lot of the result of so much divorce going on, so many kids coming up in broken families, and they don't want to do that to their children, nor do they want to do it to themselves. And so they're finding other ways to create their new nuclear families.
All right. So in doing your research, you found that many of the 40% of these women that have children by themselves are doing it by choice and not necessarily because of an oops in birth control or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that a lot of it is by choice, and it's just going to keep growing. It was interesting, actually, yesterday my daughter told me a story about a friend of hers, a 23-year-old girl who just got pregnant, and she firmly stated to my daughter that she doesn't want to marry the man that she had the relationship with, but she is going to bring this child into the world, and they're going to parent together, but they're not getting married.
So she sees this peer of hers at age 23 wants to have a child by herself, raise it by herself. Does a 23-year-old woman really understand the challenges of being a single mother? Now that you've been a single mom, head of household, what would you advise that 23-year-old?
That's a good question. I think in terms of parenting, you've got to create a universe in your world, in your home of love. And as long as you love your children, I think that you can raise good, healthy children. If you're talking about the balancing act of financing and the logistics of caring for a child, she's got to build her village. You know, even if you don't have a husband, you still need a universe of people to help you. And so she's going to need to build her support system.
No, that's good advice. My guest is Carrie Zane. Now, she's the author of the book, It Takes All Five. And Carrie, it was your personal story that wrote you to write the book, It Takes All Five. You had a series of disasters in your life in very, very quick succession. Tell us about your history and how did you go from this series of calamities to writing a book to help other single moms?
I think that the biggest, the most difficult thing for me was the divorce. You know, my mother did get sick. My brother got sick. My business fell into shambles. But the divorce was really the thing that was the hardest. And I felt like I had no support. I felt like I didn't have anybody. I didn't know who my friends were. I would go to school and I imagined that the other mothers were leering at me thinking that I was going to steal their husbands, you know, and I was just trying to survive. And so it prompted me to, and there's so many of us who were becoming single mothers, I wanted to let other women know that they have a support system, they're not alone, and, you know, I used to call it the scarlet letter syndrome. but we're here, there's so many, there's 10 million of us, so we should know it and we need to support each other. And I think a lot of the reading that I'm doing online and in magazines is supporting this. Like I said, we're becoming a demographic to be reckoned with, and so I think that women need to feel comfortable and confident and supported.
My guest is Carrie Zanes, author of the book, It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One. So, Carrie, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, It Takes All Five?
I am hoping that they will find the confidence inside and out. There's a lot in the book that talks about what you need to do to rebuild your life and rebuild your confidence. And hopefully, you know, they can move forward in whatever manner they want, whether they want to get married again or they want to have a relationship or they want to go into business, just to have success and knowing.
All right. And Carrie, what did you get out of writing the book?
Oh, I got so much. I was so fortunate to be able to speak to literally hundreds of single moms all over the country who supported my book by giving me their stories and sharing them, and now I get to share them with everybody else. And so it's a wonderful, warm community. For me, I have friends. I can go to Tennessee and sleep on somebody's couch now that I couldn't before.
No, that is great. My guest has been Carrie Zanes, the author of the book, It Takes All Five, A Single Mom's Guide to Finding the Real One. Carrie, if people are intrigued by your story, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
I have a website. And it is my name, K-E-R-R-I, Z like zebra, A-N-E .com. And there's lots of information on there for single moms, you know, about dating and health and fitness and raising kids. And that's a good place. And the book is available online to pre-order now. It will be released in November.
Oh, that is great. Carrie, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.